You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The subjects in Parashat Devarim, as it's being repeated, and one thing that a very powerful message that we learn from this sefer, many times when you review matters, then you see you missed out points that you didn't realize at the first place. Has happened to you? I know, but has it happened to you? Like, let's say you got upset, and then you realize, you know, you shouldn't have got upset. Has happened to you?
Yes.
Many times?
Not that much.
A lot of times? So you stay after Shacharit, we have to talk to you. But here, we see the Sefer Devarim, actually, the Chazara that we do, that's a must. But actually, the good point here is that you have to learn and train yourself before take an action, do chazara. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Not after the action.
No.
See, I mean, you have to put on yourself on pause. And then review the matter and see you save lots of aggravation, lots of pain, and lots of discomfort. So now, one of the matters that is being reviewed, Shabbat Shalom, Yisraelam Yisrael, V'tiglebun Elay Kulechem, V'tomeru Nishlecha Anashim. So Shabbat Shalom to Lam Yisrael, he came to me, and he asked me, let's send a spy. And then he says, V'itav Beinai Hadavar. What does that mean? V'itav Beinai Hadavar. So who should be blamed of sending the Meragelim?
Hashem.
One more time. We'll review.
Okay,
Moshe. Ben Moshe says, Vayitav ben I had a love. Did he agree or didn't agree?
He agreed. Yes, he
agreed. Great. So if he agrees, so that means
he's guilty.
He's guilty too, or he's guilty?
He's guilty. He's guilty too.
Two? What is two means?
Because they asked who to go to, so he agreed with them.
So if he would not agree?
He would not agree.
Yeah.
They would not send them, let him go.
Okay. So it's very simple. No?
Yes.
Why you make it complicated? You like complicated
matters? I'm not so sure if they wouldn't go or not, but you could say...
It says, Vayitav Beinai Hadavar. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I agree. It's a good suggestion. Let's do it.
I think at the end we have to blame Hashem, because he was the one that said...
Chas v'shalom.
Hashem said, Shalat lecha the...
No. It says lecha. You know, Rashi Kedushin says you want sin, you don't want, you don't sin. Lecha, you know, Hashem, Chas v'Shalom, you know, had nothing to do with it. But now, wait. So now here it says Vatichlebun Elai. So what does Vatichlebun Elai means?
You approach me.
So what does that mean? So Rashi Kedushin says that here actually the detail that we're not told about in Parashat Shelach Lecha is, Rashi HaKadosh says that the circumstances was that the kids, they were pushing the elders, and the elders, they were pushing the zekenim. So here it says there was an irvuvia. There was a balagan. No. One more time. Here's a Vatichlebunelai, said you. Just imagine the kids, they're pushing the elder, and the elder pushing the zekenim to bring about the matter. So now, here, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is saying that the cause of the plan was created by who?
The youngest.
The kids. Yeladim. The kids. So now what's the big deal? So Shabbat says, no, we cannot do this. No? Yes? What's that? No, here Ashek just explains.
Yeah, Ashek explains that he kept first from the youngest and then they pushed the oldest to go and talk to Moshe.
Okay, fine.
Moshe didn't know that what the idea was coming from the youngest.
No, of course. No, he's telling them right now. Of course. He's telling them that was how the circumstances was. Yeah. So Vatir Lamun Alai, so Yeladim, Dochafim et Azerenim, Zerenim, Dochafim et Arashim. Well, that's the circumstances was, yeah. But how should it be in general?
Like the same way Moshe Rabbeinu when they did the Chet Adregel said, whoever is on the side of Hashem, come with me. Hashem told them, this is the best land I give you. So whoever is on my side and Hashem's side, you go to the Eretz tribe.
How come he didn't do it? How come?
Huh?
How come he didn't do it?
I look for an answer.
Ah, okay, good thing you came today. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe you find out the answer today. No, it's only 5:30. It's only 5:30.
Why he didn't do it?
Ah.
Hashem told him, I'm giving him the land with the best.
Fine, no, but now, just focus about the circumstances. Shalom, shalom. First of all, he agreed. And now he's explaining the circumstances was, one more time, Yeladin, the kids, the pushing,
the elders,
and then the elders pushing the wise one,
yeah.
the top ones. Right.
What does it mean pushing? It means the pushing for them to go.
Yeah. They're controlling. They're controlling the circumstances. Yeah, we're trying. Yeah, that's the whole point. We're trying to figure out. So now, in general attitude that we expect, how should it be? Who should respect who? The elder respect the young, or the young respect the older?
The
younger should respect
the elder, and the elder should respect the.
That's how it should be.
Yes.
That is expected.
Right.
That's a normal thing. But why? Why should it be like this?
Why? Because the older have more experience than the kids. So they
the elder know better than the young one.
Exactly.
And the Chacham knows better than the older. Ah, very nice. So now.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So now here, if you see there's a society, there's the atmosphere, like say in a house. Who should listen to the who? Abba to the kid or kid to the Abba?
Today the Abba listens to the kid.
No, you're not listening. Who should listen? Huh?
Kids to Abba.
Kid should listen to Abba. But if the Abba listens to the kid, so what kind of atmosphere is created?
Not kosher.
It's not healthy. Right? It's not healthy. So now, if the one that doesn't have experience and doesn't know much, that he's been in control, so then what the outcome would be? Nothing but disaster. So now here, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu showed the position that he had at the moment that they came up with this plan. Yeah, we're getting there. We're almost there. So now, here at these circumstances, that there was irvuvia, that the kids, the younger one, they were in control. So obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, as a leader, as he experienced in other problems that they created, so now he will tell the kids, now, that's not how it works. We're not going to do this. How come you didn't do it? Huh? Why?
He didn't want to have the things.
Now, let's go back to your house, with all respect. So if the kid demands something and says, Abba, I'm not coming home. What's the percentage that you can convince him to come home?
Low.
Huh?
Low. When you say that, then it's a low percentage.
Now, let me repeat it again. If the kid is demanding some request that he has, so now, what's the percentage that you are able to convince him to cancel his plan?
No.
Huh? What's the percent?
Zero.
Oh. Minus 50. But why? Because the attitude of the kid when he goes to Abba, like, what's his attitude as far as he has a request?
He knows
whether. No, how does he ask?
He doesn't ask. He wants the things. What he wants.
Oh.
It's not a question.
So he informs you. He doesn't... Right, right. Yeah. He doesn't say, may I, can I, what do you think, what's your opinion? He say, I'm going, I'm not coming, I'm buying, you know. So he just informs you. So now, so in such an attitude, so that means that you have no right. You have no right that to tell him otherwise. If he would come and say, you know, Abba, Ima, what do you think, should I? What's your opinion? So then you can discuss the matter with them. So now here is very interesting. Rashi says, Yeladim dochafim. What does dochafim mean? Pushing? Push? Why are they pushing? So that's what exactly Rashi Kadosh is teaching us. That when you get to the state that those that they're not really informed. They're not knowledgeable. Like, let's say, for example, that never happens. We never experience. Like, let's say you're talking about a country that the memshala, they don't know nothing, right? I mean, it never happens. Baruch Hashem, you don't have such a thing. So then they set the law, like do this, do that, you know, kashrut is like this. It's like, they don't know nothing about these things. So now, so that means that the whole staff of the country is on the red zone. Why? Because exactly what we learn here. They're like a yelet. They don't know nothing. And then they're pushing those that their authority. They say, you know, now we do the kashrut like this. Now if somebody wants to convert, we do this. Now Shabbat like this. But you don't know nothing about these matters. How can you set that who goes to the Kotel? Where did you learn this from? So that's what Rashi HaKadosh explains, that when there is no respect as far as the authority, so there is nothing to do. There's nothing to do. So that means the status is very, very tangible, and
I disagree. I'm sorry, with all due respect, because if you surrender to them, then you don't have more than one Hashem. If you go ahead with what Hashem said, then Hashem helps you out, regardless what they want to act and what they want to think and what they want to do. If you step forward through Hashem, then the rest of it is good. Hashem will take care of it. So you cannot surrender yourself to the people instead of the, and
let
go by what Hashem said.
No, that's a different issue completely.
No, Hashem told them this is the best plan. So even though they were pushing the authority and everything, Moshe Rabbeinu is a disaster. Okay, let's try it. That's, they got to the disaster anyway, worse disaster.
Who's supposed to live in this holy land? Who?
The people that they trust Hashem.
Ah. So now, if the people that they're supposed to go and dwell in this land, they have a different mentality, and you want to run it this a different way, just like the way we're experiencing at this moment, that's how it's exactly happening. So now, what is Moshe's task in this, you know, mission?
Thousand 6 million, 3 million, whatever, the 1,000 would be better than the rest of them to come.
Fine, but the point of matter here is, if the people...
The rest of, if 1,000 gets 3 years Israel and the rest of them stay out and die?
If somebody is better,
everybody to come.
Fine. Right, no, but we're not... No, we're not discussing this matter. Anyway, you know, as what was designated to filterize those that they're not interested to come to Eretz Israel, we lost 15,000 a year, every Tisha B'Av. We lost 15,000. But we're not discussing that at all. It has nothing to do with it. We're discussing how this the disaster came about. The disaster came about in a way...
We should learn from it, right?
Yeah, the disaster came about, why? Because the same thing that we see, Shalom Shalom was powerless. Why? Because there was such a mentality that the kids, they had no respect for the authority. So now, what is this teaching us? If to take over land of Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, you ran into such a scenario for the kids that were misbehaved, more so your house could be in such a disaster, God forbid, if there's such an attitude is found in your house, or in your community, or in your neighborhood, or at work. Why? Because when there's no respect for the authority, you should not respect anything better. That's what Moshe Abraham Shlomo said.
The point is the authority itself doesn't deserve to get respected. The authority that's today, outside.
We're not talking about today.
Okay, before, if Moshe Rabbeinu did whatever the kids was asking him to do, having the elder asking him to do, he knew it was coming the idea from the youngest. You said no, because you know
that. Yeah, we covered that, because it's impossible.
Why did he accept?
No, it's not impossible. It's impossible. So that means you will have a civil war.
No.
Yeah.
You go by themselves, do whatever they
no.
want.
No.
No. You keep the healthy people.
No, it's not true at all, because that's what exactly we see in any type of revolution. Mm-hmm. If the younger one, the fresh, a group of people, they make a revolution, so the others, they're powerless. So that's what we learn from here.
Yeah, but they will disappear. These people, troublemakers, they will disappear by themselves.
No.
Not pulling everyone
no.
Else
no. No, no, no.
Why?
No.
Why take it for what?
Because this is the fact of matter. This is the fact of matter. And you see it, how people do go through such an unfortunate thing. Why? Because we see here, the house turns to the Gan Eden, the other way around. Why? Because the kids, they took over the house. They designate, right, how the house should be run, how the schedule should be, where are we going, you know, to have minute respect for their parents. That means their opinion, their suggestion is not being valued whatsoever. So that means so then you cannot function anymore. So the house is paralyzed.
So what do? You accept everything?
Huh?
No,
so, no. Then it goes to the root, how this came about. Why such a thing happened? Why it became crooked? So that's another issue. But if it comes in such a state, so that means that's it. There's nothing to do. Why? Because when the tree becomes crooked and you try to make it straight, two things is going to happen. First, you're going to break the tree, and worse than that, you're going to break your back. Why? Because at the beginning, you didn't make as much as effort to go up straight. And that's what happened. So here, Rashi is a power message. Yeladim, dochafim. Let's go. Who are you to tell the other one? As the Gemara says, if the young one come and say, let's build. Don't listen to him. If the other one, they come and say, demolished. You listen to him. What does that mean? So Gemara teaches us that when the elder, the Chacham says to demolish, is much more beneficial for you than the young one to say to build. Did you hear me? That means the elder, the authority, when he says to demolish it, he gains more than the young one sent to build. Well, what is he building? What purpose are you building it? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So that's what the whole message here is, that the whole scenario, the disaster of Meragelin came about, how? Yeladim dochafim. Sorry?
Interesting. How the kid? How Rashi find the kid did this is unbelievable.
Yeah, why? Because that's how it is. Because if their energy and their mentality is not in the right track and it goes off way, so then unfortunately it's gonna bring unfortunate thing about. Well, you can look at it.
This is for it.
Yeah.
He came out from 40 years in the desert with all the demand and all these things that was wrong. This is the product of the kids coming from this. How did he come? What did he do? What did he do wrong?
Yeah, so you can look at it as, maybe they were excited, maybe, you know, they could not wait and so on. Maybe it was Lishma, let's say, for the sake of Shammai. But still, that is the general rule that it's very interesting, the Gemara is a very interesting thing. Let's say you have a question in Beit Knesset, huh?
Yes.
And the rabbi happened to be on vacation. Sheikh Yanu Riman began last man and so rabbi went on vacation. Okay. So now, what do you do? What do you do? You know, we have a question. You know, there's a Shelishi, Revi'i, Levi is here, Kohen is not here, Chas v'Shalom.
Better that everybody go to vacation.
Yeah. So then Gemara tells us a very, very, very special patent. You know, if you have a question, the rabbi, is not in the Beit Knesset, you go outside and you see like a Amaris, like a simple person that doesn't know much Torah. You say, I'm sorry. Good morning, how are you today? And we have this question, what do you think? So then, now whatever he says, you do exactly opposite. He did the other one wrong. So that's what exactly the patent here is, that you cannot rely on somebody that, his lack of knowledge of the Torah. There's no chokhmah there. There's no kosher wisdom there. And that's what exactly, happens today. People, they feel they have a position. So what? But who said you can run a holy land? Okay, in any way you got in, all the trick that you made, but you're not capable, you're not reliable, you're not suitable. And that's what we're dealing today. And Hashem Yizakenu, Yesh Baruch Hu, Yizakeh Otamim.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.